perfect, nothing to rearrange. Sometimes you just get a feeling like you need some kind of change. No matter what the odds are this time, nothing's gonna stand in my way. This flame in my heart, like a long lost friend, gives every dark street a light at the end.
I'm gonna put ice cream in the punch.
You don't put it in now. It's gonna melt before Balky gets here.
Well, you're putting the soda in.
Soda doesn't melt. Don't you know anything about making punch?
Oh, I can make a punch.
Maybe I should have gone down to the school with Balky. He was so nervous.
Larry, you can't take his entrance exam for him. It's just one of those things he has to do on his own.
But getting into college is so important to Balky.
Gosh, Balky going to college? It seems like he just graduated from high school.
He did just graduate from high school.
Oh, right. You know, I don't know what the big deal is about college. I went to college, and other than learning how complex hydrocarbons are broken down to make glyceride, I didn't get a thing out of it.
All right, Balky going to college. Yeah, I can't believe he's come so far, so fast. And if you had seen him when he first walked through my door, you wouldn't have thought he was college material.
Am I looking up Larry Appleton?
Larry Appleton, that's me.
Larry! I looked everywhere for you. I walked the streets. I searched the alleys. I said to everyone, have you seen Larry? You don't know how many people have never heard of you. But now I find you, and I'm safe. I'm safe. I'm safe.
Yes, yes, now you're safe. Who are you?
I'm Balky Bartokomous. Philo, my fifth cousin three times removed, is a step-uncle to your father on my mother's side, two continents removed.
I see, so we're sort of related by rumor.
America, land of my dreams, home of the Whopper.
You mean that's why you two got to be roommates? Balky just showed up on your doorstep one day?
Yeah. He was a real babe in the woods. Yeah, if I hadn't taken him under my wing, there's no telling what would have happened to him. He had no experience with women. I had to teach him everything.
You know, Balky told me about the time you took him to that singles bar.
He did?
The way Balky tells it, you were both babes in the woods.
So Larry took Balky to a singles bar so he could meet women.
So, this is one of your American mating places.
Meeting, a meeting place. People meet each other here. They mate somewhere else. Go slow, take it easy. Be cool.
I know how to be cool. Hey, Mama, you be getting down with your bad self.
What are you doing? All right, let's get this over with so I can go home. Now, the first thing is what we call eye contact.
Eye contact? Like the Three Stooges?
All right, I'm gone. I'm out.
No, cousin.
Okay. Okay. Look, for safety's sake, we had better define eye contact. You look into a woman's eyes from across the room. And if she looks back, you know, and you kind of hold the look, that's eye contact.
Like that woman is looking at you?
What woman? Don't point. After you've made eye contact, you work your way over to the woman and you use your opening line. Something like, you come here often, can I buy you a drink? Didn't we meet in the Oval Office? Things like that.
Can I try it?
Oh, okay.
I have made eye contact.
Oh, boy.
Can I try my opening line?
All right, go ahead. Just, don't tell her you know me.
Hello. Do you come here often?
No.
Would you smother me with your beautiful American body?
Excuse us. One step away from throwing yourself at that woman's feet, weren't you?
Old habits die hard. Why don't you show me Costa and Larry? You're the expert.
Look, I just don't like these places. And besides, I'm more of a kind of a talking expert than a... I really don't want to meet anyone.
That woman is still looking at you.
She is?
Yes, she is.
Oh, my God, she is.
Go ahead and get her, you love devil.
All right. This is a little faster than I usually like to operate. I'm only doing this for you. So,
hey, that's my girlfriend.
Boy, I wish I could have seen that. I'm a sucker for a cheap laugh.
You know, I don't mean to split hairs here, but that is not at all the way I remember it.
Well, did the guy beat you up or not?
Well, beat up is such a strong term.
Sounds like he got his butt kicked.
Look, there have been countless times that Balky has needed me, and I have been there for him. I mean, for instance, the time he invited his friend Gina to stay with us while her husband was out of town.
Gina, isn't she the one who had her baby while she was staying with you?
Yes. In the middle of the night. And if I had not been there with one of my foolproof plans, well, there is no telling what would have happened.
That's interesting. The way I heard it, your plan sort of fell apart.
Well,
Larry had rehearsed everything using a stopwatch. So,
Balky, it's time.
Gina, it's time?
Yes.
Ah, Gina. How exciting, little baby.
No, oh, I used the light on.
The baby's coming, Larry.
What baby? Who are you? Why am I holding a sheep?
She doesn't wake up well. Cousin, it's Gina. Remember the plan?
The plan? Yes, of course I remember the plan. It's my plan. All right? No need to worry. First babies take a long time.
Oh, well, Letty, I've been in labor a long time.
Why didn't you tell us?
Well, I didn't want to bother you. You were up so late.
All right. Don't panic. Go!
I'm okay. What are you doing?
Calling the hospital?
Calling the hospital is my job. You get the suitcase.
But I called the hospital last time.
Look, I gave you a chance to prove you were a good communicator, and what did you say? Hello, hospital baby is coming. Cavemen are more articulate.
Could you please hurry? Oh.
Hello, hospital? The baby is coming.
Brilliant.
I forgot to tell you.
Well, lady, there's no time. We get to the hospital, they probably figured out why I'm there.
Good thinking. Okay, all right. No need to panic. Everything is under control. All right, I get the map, and we are gone. Yes! My keys. Where are my keys?
They're in your pants.
Where are my pants?
They're in the closet.
Where's the closet? Look, Cousin. We can't get to the hospital without my keys.
Cousin.
Don't cousin me now. Look, I don't have my keys. I don't have my pants. I can't do this. She will just have to have the baby at some other time. Why don't you help me? Oh, I see. You're trying to make me look bad in front of Gina. Where is Gina? Where is the mother? We can't do this without the mother.
Cousin, someday you forgive me for this. Feel better?
No.
Can we go have a baby now?
Okay. I'll follow you. Where are you going?
To the hospital.
Right, yes. Gina, there you are. Thank God.
You know, I'm a little worried about Balky. Shouldn't he be finished with his exam by now?
What if he sat down to take the test and froze up? I mean, what if his mind went blank and he couldn't remember a thing? What if he got dizzy and the room started spinning and he started hyperventilating?
You mean like what happens to you when you sit down to write your advice column?
All right. I'm just not going to talk anymore. That way, no one can make fun of me.
Ladies, we're all a little edgy because we're worried about Balky. But maybe I should have gone down there with him. He always needs me to get through these pressure situations. Well, if I wasn't there to help him, he wouldn't have got through his first day of work.
Wait a minute. I was there, and I wouldn't call what you did help. Now, Gorbula was looking for a reason to fire Balky, and Larry was trying to write his first article for the newspaper. When all of a sudden, they started...
You finished?
Yes. I'm finished.
This is all of them?
Yes, I'm sorry it takes so long, but I thought that I would alphabeticalize them. Is that okay?
You think you're pretty smart, don't you?
Well, I'm no Sam Donaldson, but...
We'll see how smart you are. I need 100 copies of this flyer. You've got 10 minutes.
Oh, but guess what? The copy machine is broke.
Hey, relax. I'm looking out for you. You can use the mimeograph machine. See, I even got your stencil all ready to go. 10 minutes, Partakamus. Now, if you can't do the job, I know someone who can.
Well, do you need help with a mimeograph machine?
No, Cosimo.
Good.
Just point it out to me.
Back here, look here. Just wheel it out to your table, and I'll plug it in. All right, get the stencil. Okay, get the paper.
Paper.
Okay, stencil's on. Paper goes in here, and you turn it on here. Get it?
Got it.
Good. How's it going, Balky?
Oh, it's going fine. That's dandy. You just finished your article. No problem, Coulson.
Appleby.
Yes, sir.
I need that article in 5 minutes.
Yes, sir. Appleton, sir. Appleton. All right,
Coulson, no. You have to do your article.
Balky, look, let me do this.
Coulson, you only have 5 minutes.
Balky, just take a look at it here. All right, look. See, here's the problem. You got all these papers jammed under the drum here. All right. Oh, get the basket.
The basket?
The paper basket.
The paper basket. I got it.
Oh,
it's alive. And it's hungry.
Turn it off.
I can't.
The plug.
Ow. Appleman.
Oh!
Where is the story?
Mr. Burns, something came up, and I still have a bit of polishing to do.
This is news, not silverware. I need a story.
Mr. Burns, it was my fault. I accidentally threw his article away, but I just found it.
Well, actually, that's not the final version. If I could just have a...
Pretty good.
Well, Mr. Burns, if I could only... Pretty good?
I'd say for your first assignment, it's pretty good.
Yeah.
See you on Monday, Appleton. Then maybe you can explain to me why you were trying to mimeograph your tie.
Okay, all right. That particular time, Balky was more help to me than I was to him, but that was an exception. More often than not, he wouldn't know what to do unless I led him by the hand. Come on, you guys know that? I mean, why do I feel like I'm defending myself? I think of all the times that if I wasn't there, he wouldn't know what to do. Jennifer, you can think of something.
Oh, of course I can.
Harriet?
I got nothing, baby.
Lydia?
I'm not saying anything. I don't want to open myself to insults.
I've got one.
There. You see?
I remember the time you taught Balky all about plumbing. You see, Jennifer and I were out of town, and Larry offered to fix our shower. And so he and Balky went up there while we were home.
Oh, of course. This place looks like the tidy bowl man went berserk.
If you want to make an omelet, you've got to break some eggs. A few cans of spackle, you'll never know we've been here.
Boy, this spackle must be amazing stuff.
Yes, it is. Now, what do you say we button this job up? Jennifer and Marianne will be back tonight.
Wilson, where does this go?
Trash. Well, I think we're ready to test this baby.
Thank you. something.
Wasn't a good example.
I guess I'm wrong. I haven't been helping Balky. I've been holding him back. Oh my God. I helped him study for his entrance exam. Probably went down there and failed all because of me. I should get out of his life.
Look at me! I'm a college man!
Wait, before you think for he's a jolly good felon, there's something I want to say. Like so many other things that have happened to me since I come to this country, I couldn't have done this without my cousin Larry.
Really?
Well, yes!
Did you hear that? He couldn't have done it without me. What was it, the coaching I gave you on the language section?
Well...
Or the work I did with you on the math drills?
Well...
Or the mnemonic coding I gave you to remember the history dates?
Well, those were all great, but I was referring to the fact that you loaned me your pencil. Oh, come on, cousin. I'm just kidding. That's college humor. Cousin, what do you say? Now we are so happy, we do the dance of joy.
Die, 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 die.
Hey, 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 hey.